This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating. A single dictation on a patient named J-A-N, as in Nancy, E-L-L-E, last name Kennard, K as in, well, K, I-N-N, Nancy, Nancy, A-I-R-D. This will read as, and you can, you might also include, say, date of birth, 02-06-1972. This will read as follows. To whom it may concern, Janelle Kennard is a 51, correction, is a, Janelle Kennard is a 50-year-old woman who was seen for an independent medical examination via Zoom in the specialty of orthopedic surgery, period. She is seen with extensive outside medical records, period. These records include extensive records from a hospital in Athens, Ohio, where she was initially evaluated following a pedestrian motor vehicle accident, period. This was from Ohio Health Hospital, period. Other extensive records include records from Grant Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio, where she was admitted for 5 days following the pedestrian motor vehicle accident on November 27, 2019, period. She was transported to a Grant Hospital after initial assessment at the hospital in Athens, Ohio, period. Other records reviewed include records from her treating orthopedic surgeons. Correction, from her treating orthopedic surgeon, comma, Dr. Taylor, period. New paragraph, the records revealed multiple injuries that she sustained when she was struck by a Ford truck in a parking lot in Athens, Ohio, period. The truck struck her in the struck her such that she was knocked down unconscious, and the tires of the truck apparently rolled over her right foot. The period she lost a shoe during the course of this serious motor vehicle accident. Period. New paragraph on evaluation in the emergency room, and subsequently she was noted to have a pulmonary contusion as well as a subarachnoid hemorrhage with loss of consciousness between 30 and 60 minutes, period. She sustained multiple injuries around her face and her right eye as well as skull, period. she had both fractures involving the right globe and facial bones appeared. The subarachnoid hemorrhage of the brain was treated non-operatively, appeared. X-ray of the cervical spine showed no acute injury, period. There was some bruising of the abdomen, period. There was pain and swelling of the right ankle and foot, period. New paragraph, ultimately, this lady underwent multiple eye surgeries, period. The initial surgery for the rupture of the globe was later treated for retinal surgery and then lid surgery, period. New paragraph, with respect to the right foot and ankle, a bimalleolar type right ankle fracture was identified, period. This involved a non-displaced fracture of the posterior malleolus and medial malleolus, period. Because the fractures were not displaced, she was able to be treated non-operatively with immobilization in a cast boot, period. X-rays of the right knee were taken because of a contusion of the right knee in the fall, which caused her to land on the right side. Period. The X-rays of the right knee showed no acute injury. Period. New paragraph. Subsequently, the orthopedic surgeon found that the right ankle fracture had healed uneventfully. Without displacement of the fracture period. However, she has had ongoing issues of the right ankle and foot period. This has consisted of stiffness of the right ankle and foot area, with a continued chronic swelling of the right foot, particularly on the dorsal aspect that extends to the toes. Period. She relates that. She lost the toenail of the right great toe, as well as the third toe. Appeared there was some fungal infection for a period of time, but ultimately the toenails have grown in a relatively normal fashion. Period. New pair of her other orthopedic complaints include extensive bruising of the triceps area of the right shoulder when she fell on the right side. Period. There was no notation of a fracture. Period. However, she has had continued. Loss of sensation with numbness over the triceps musculature area in the right upper arm and the posterior aspect. Period. She has no complaints of range of motion of her right shoulder or elbow or wrist. Period. With all the other multiple injuries. The relatively minor issue of the right upper arm was not formally addressed by an orthopedic surgeon. Period. New paragraph. Similarly, her ongoing complaints of right knee pain, particularly in the anterior aspect or patellofemoral area of the right knee, has not been formally addressed to date. Period. She did have. Onset of low back pain following the motor vehicle accident, in terms of that, with a chronic aching pain over the midline area of the lumbar spine. Following the motor vehicle accident, appeared she had no back pain for more than 2 years previously. Period. Her past history was significant for a herniated lumbar disc, for which she underwent lumbar epidural steroid injections on two occasions, so with excellent and complete relief of her back pain in 2017, with no subsequent issues until after this motor vehicle accident period. Her pain is different at this time because her pain in 2016, extending into 2017, involved leg pain, and her pain now is in the midline area of the lumbar spine period. Nuparef, her treatment with respect to the her back pain has been going to pain management center period. She has had chronic treatment for pain management since 2021 period. She had been hoping that the chronic aching pain in the low back area would subside following the motor vehicle accident, but when it did not, she sought treatment at the pain management clinic period. Similarly, she has been hoping that the aching anterior pain of the right knee would subside over time, but it has not done so, period. The initial diagnosis of the right knee injury consisted of a contusion of the right knee, and the pain at this point is in the area of the patellofemoral joint with some stiffness in flexion of the right knee, period. New paragraph phone examination today. This lady, new paragraph social history. This lady is 5 foot 9 inches and approximately 190 pounds, period. She had been 170 pounds prior to the. She had been approximately 170 pounds at the time of the motor vehicle accident, period. She works as a marketing director, period. She is a non-smoker and non-drinker, period. Nuparef social history, correction, review system significant for aching pain around her face and blurred vision with attempts to correct and blurred vision with attempts to fully correct her visual acuity, period. As a result, she is left with less than full correction of her visual acuity, period. New paragraph. Visceral examination. There is a clear and obvious significant swelling over the dorsum of the right foot over the entire area that extends to all the toes. Period. She appears to have limited dorsiflexion at the ankle to 0 degrees, period. There is also she also appears to have decreased eversion and inversion at the ankle, although this is difficult to fully assess without physical manipulation. Period. There's 4-inch motion of the right shoulder in all directions. Period. There's no clear decrease in strength testing. Correction. There's no clear decrease in strength at the upper extremity. So this cannot be delineated. Due to the virtual nature of the examination, period. Nuparef, with respect to the right knee, there's a decreased active flexion of the knee to 130 degrees approximately with full extension, period. New paragraph. Orthopedic issues to be resolved. Number one, the specific injuries caused by the accident
that are likely to occur include a loss of athletic ability,
due to the knee pain as well as the pain and stiffness and swelling of the right foot and ankle, period. New paragraph number 9, there are no specific changes in her health profile that are attributable to the accident, although decreased levels of physical activity increase the likelihood of cardiovascular disease, period. New paragraph number 10, additional medical concerns that have not been addressed above and include her chronic aching facial pain and blurred vision with attempts to fully correct her visual acuity, period. New paragraph, sincerely me, Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, MD, dictating. Thank you.